Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here. Jeff's an award-winning journalist, an author of at least three books that I know of. He is the Chief Home Officer and longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years. He's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Teleworking and telecommuting, safe at home. Home Office Know-How, these are the titles of Jeff's books, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Jeff, we've had, about 5 years now for social media to kind of be, I began talking about social media on the show as a regular topic probably about 5 years ago. I remember it was like in the fall of 08.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, it was starting to really become something, Facebook. Facebook was emerging and starting to replace MySpace as something that adults would use, not just children, And so, over the last 5 years, it's become pretty pervasive, hasn't it?
Absolutely, it's become pervasive across our lives. I mean, personally, many of us use it. Some deliberately do not use it. They, mm-hmm. either through the distraction or fears of privacy.
Get away from it, though.
But you can't get away from it, whether you're listening to your favorite business show in the morning
right.
on the radio, or
right.
whether you're, watching the news or, talking to friends. They're always saying what they heard, read, saw on Facebook or on one of the social media sites.
People that you used to think were smarter talking about tweets now.
they're talking about tweets. You know what? I listen to a radio show every now and again, and there's a woman, and when she says, follow us on Facebook and send us a tweet, and it's like, it sounds like it brings the level down. She's still way up there, but it just sounds like it brings
yep.
it down. So please don't
makes
tell
you,
people to tweet you.
I know, it makes her sound like a twit, doesn't it?
It's a tweet, twit's tweet, and yeah, and anyway. It's pervasive in everything that we do, and in a good sense. I mean, we talk about, and certainly we're having some fun here with folk who use it, but, businesses are using it. I'm doing a story for one of my publications now about college professors who are using Twitter to forward to their students and former students, whether it's reading materials for the class, whether it's a story they read online and said, hey, you're looking for a job, you should, find out about this, or if it's because students are, looking for jobs and
right.
the professor has a lead on a job, and it's another form of networking.
Instead of emailing. Interesting. Why, other than the fact that the kids don't like to use email.
Yeah, right.
Is it handier than email?
Well, it's handier in many ways. I think the first reason, especially because the demographic in the college classroom, the demographic and the psychographic that we're talking about, not just who they are, but how they think, is an audience that doesn't use email. I'll email my son. He's like, I don't check my email. I'm like, okay, don't check your email because dad's emailing you. Check your email because your school might be sending you an email about
right.
this, that, or the other. But that aside, they're not checking their email. They're checking
Twitter
feed.
I bet if the link to replenish his checking account was on email, I bet he'd check his email.
Only if I told him. Only if I told him. By the way, there's a surprise in your email
yeah.
inbox. But what we're seeing is, it's whether you're a business owner, whether you're a college professor, whether you're a school talking to your student population, you got to talk where the students are, and you got to talk where that population is, where that audience is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you think of it that way, and that you decide that you need to reach out to this audience. Where are they residing? How are you going to reach them? How are you going to mm-hmm. more importantly, when you hit them, are you speaking a language that they speak? And Twitter, for many, has become so. And the professors I've written, or am writing about for this article,
right.
they know their audience. Their audience is late teens and 20-somethings who are online and using social media. And that's where we as business owners increasingly will need to be.
Well, and I agree with that in terms of dealing with customers. Because customers get to decide what you they play the music that you dance to,
Right.
And I'll give you an example of what my experience. As you know, Jeff, you've seen my gray hair, but I've been around a long time. And so I'm getting to the point now where some of the people I work with in large companies are in their 20s.
Right.
You know, when you work with big companies, you have contacts, you have people you report to basically. And when you serve some large companies, and some of these people are in their 20s, and I, in the last, couple of years or so, I actually have had situations where I was not getting my email returned. I was not even getting my, I was not getting my phone calls returned, but I did, but I finally got my tweets returned.
Right. Yeah, I got to tell you, there is a disconnect that goes far beyond our conversation today, and it goes to the culture of the organization. And I don't think we're far enough along this transition to social media in the corporate workplace that a 20-something can be excused from responding to an email.
And I'm glad you brought it up like that, because that's where I wanted to go. And my point is, he is my customer, so I'm dancing to his tune.
Right.
But if I were his manager, he would be responding to me as I wanted him to respond to me.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't be able to say to me what your son said to you, Dad, I don't check my email. But here's the thing, Jeff. They will try that.
Right.
God bless you, everyone, millennials. We know you'll try that. But if you work for me, you will communicate with me the way I want you to be to communicate with me.
Absolutely.
Because I'm the guy whose name is on the front of the check, of the payroll check.
And the other thing to keep in mind very, very briefly is the fact of beyond who pays whom and who reports to whom, how are people responding to you, or interacting with you, expecting that they're not going to respond to email? That's just shutting off a channel, and that's being arrogant.
I don't disagree with you.
Absolutely.
And let me say this: I'm not going to tell you that I never talked to that person by email, or that they never returned my calls.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you that it happens quicker if I tweet them.
Right.
If I tweet that person.
Sad.
Well,
right.
in a way it is, but again, it really didn't bother me because he's a customer.
Right.
But when I send my employees an email, my millennial employees an email, and I go in there an hour later and I say, what did you think? And they say, what do you mean? And then that's when I say, you need to start checking your email. There might be something in there that's connected to job security.
Right, right.
Jeff, absolutely. I need your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find his books there, all the things that he does. We got more to come after these messages with our good friend Jeff Zabar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, stay with me. Here's Jerry with the G, and the Pacemakers to take us out.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.